Welcome to the deep dive. Today, we're diving into something that's got a lot of people talking, especially in the tech world, AMD's stock. Why is it going down when AMD seems to be doing so well? We've got an article here called AMD Stock Decline: Reasons and Analysis. And we also went ahead and asked ChatGPT for its take on why AMD might be struggling. We're going to see if we can make sense of all of
It
this.
is interesting, isn't it? You know, you look at AMD and they're doing really innovative things. They're gaining ground, but the stock market's telling a different story.
So let's zoom out for a second, look at the bigger economic picture. The article points to rising interest rates as a major factor, especially for growth stocks like AMD.
Yeah, because, you know, when interest rates go up, investors, they can suddenly get a pretty decent return from things like bonds, which are generally considered safer, right? So suddenly, putting money into a growth stock, which is by nature riskier, becomes a little less appealing.
So even if AMD's performing well, this like investor behavior overall could be impacting their stock.
Exactly. It's all about what investors see as valuable at the moment. Why take a gamble on high growth when you can get a pretty reliable return somewhere else?
And then you throw in the possibility of a recession. And that just adds to the uncertainty.
Oh, absolutely. Investors get really cautious, you know, they start moving their money to those safer places, like you were saying. And growth stocks, those are usually the ones that,
They take the hit.
they take the hill.
We can't forget about inflation either.
Oh, man. Inflation is like that guest who just won't leave, just hanging around, making everyone uncomfortable.
And it puts so much pressure on these companies like AMD
Absolutely, they have to.
to keep those profit margins.
Manage costs, maintain those profit margins if they can't raise prices,
Without a.
you know, without losing customers. Well, their earnings could take a hit. And investors, they don't like that.
No, they don't like that.
Makes them
That's,
nervous.
so it's not just AMD's internal performance. It's really
It's the
this
whole economic
magnitude.
climate. It's that feeling of uncertainty in the air, you know?
And then the article throws in another wrench, which is geopolitics, things like trade tensions
Because
can have a big impact.
They can ripple through the whole semiconductor industry, you know, disrupt those global supply chains, and investors get even more hesitant.
They don't want to put their money into something that's risky.
Especially in those complex manufacturing processes.
And I thought this was interesting. The article talks about this idea of market sentiment. And basically, it's like
The
the
mood?
mood of the market, the mood of the
The
investor.
mood, and let me tell you, that mood can
Oh,
change
I bet.
like the wind.
So fickle.
It is. And one thing that can really affect that mood is something called sector rotation. Imagine Wall Street as a giant dance floor. When investors start getting nervous, you know, feeling that uncertainty, they're going to move away from the more volatile sectors.
So like tech.
Like tech. And they'll flock to those safer, more stable sectors, you know, like utilities or consumer staples, things people always need, no matter what the economy is doing.
So even if AMD's doing well within tech, that whole sector could be.
It could be losing its shine, you know, bringing AMD down with it.
It's
It's
like,
like being on a rocking boat. Even if you're a great sailor, you're going to feel those
you
waves.
can't escape it. Okay, so we've got this like backdrop of uncertainty, shifting sentiment. But then the article goes on to talk about the competitive landscape.
Ah, yes, the competitive landscape. Always a fascinating thing in the tech world, right?
Oh, it's cutthroat.
It is. You got to think about what AMD's rivals are doing, you know?
So like NVIDIA, Intel.
Exactly. NVIDIA, Intel, those big players. Even if AMD's holding their own, if a competitor makes a breakthrough, that can shift how investors see
And
everything.
so if NVIDIA suddenly comes out with some amazing AI chip, people might think that AMD is falling behind.
Even if they're still making fantastic
Even
product.
if the products are great,
Investors are always,
they're looking for the next big thing.
they are always on the lookout for that next big thing. And if they sense a company is losing its edge, they might sell, you know, regardless of how that company's doing right now.
It's like,
You're in a race.
even if you're running fast, if someone starts passing you, people are going to start doubting if you can win.
And then
And then there's valuation.
valuation, yeah,
A
because
company's performance, that's not the only thing that matters.
Right, so
Investors, they look at whether the stock is overvalued. So even if a company is doing well, if investors think,
If they think that the stock price is too high compared to potential earnings.
They might sell.
They might start selling, like a bubble that's about to burst.
Oh, wow.
They want to cash in those profits while they can.
Get out while they can.
Yeah, and they could push the price down.
So we've got the macro stuff, the market feeling, and the competition.
It's wild.
All kind of swirling around AMD.
Yeah, it's a lot to take in.
Yeah, and then the article dives into AMD's earnings reports.
Oh, yes, the earnings reports.
And even more.
And the guidance.
Yes.
You know, what they're talking about the future.
Those projections.
Yeah, those can make or break investor confidence.
Because they're so focused on growth.
Oh, they're obsessed with growth. Absolutely.
Even if a company's doing well now.
Yeah.
If they think.
If their guidance suggests things might slow down.
Right.
Investors can get spooked.
So if AMD beats those earnings estimates this corny.
Yeah.
But then they say, well, you know, next quarter.
Next quarter might not be as good.
Yeah.
Oh, investors don't like hearing that.
No, they don't.
They want to see that upward trajectory.
Right.
Any sign of a slowdown, they might hit that sell button.
So we've already uncovered quite a bit here.
We have.
About why AMD's stock might be declining.
Yeah, but there's more. There's always more.
We're not done yet.
Oh, no. We're just getting started. There are even more layers to peel back, like what's happening in the semiconductor industry as a whole.
Okay, I'm ready for the next layer.
Let's do it. Let's dive deeper into that world of semiconductors.
Let's see. What else is contributing to...
to those stock woes.
To AMD's stock woes.
Yeah. You know, the semiconductor industry.
Yeah.
It's a bit of a roller coaster ride, isn't it?
It is.
Lots of ups and downs.
Yeah.
Remember the chip shortage a while back?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, that affected everything.
Everything.
Mars to game consoles.
Absolutely. And the article actually mentions that.
Yeah.
Supply chain issues are still...
lingering.
Kind of lingering. Yeah.
I hadn't really thought about that.
It's true. Things haven't completely gone back to normal, you know, those global supply chains.
Right.
They're still a bit fragile. And for a company like AMD,
yeah,
which relies on this intricate network of suppliers and manufacturers,
yeah,
any little disruption can cause delays and really impact production.
So even if there's a ton of demand,
right,
if they can't get the parts,
exactly,
that's going to hurt.
It all comes down to, can,
yeah,
they deliver?
Right.
And if earnings are affected, well, investors start to worry.
Yeah. And then there's this idea of demand cycles, which the article mentions.
Demand cycles, right. Think of it like a wave, you know?
Okay.
It crests and then it recedes.
Hmm.
Demand for certain chips ebbs and flows.
Oh, okay.
Just like that.
Hmm.
Take the PC market, for instance.
Yeah, good example.
During the pandemic, everybody needed a PC.
Oh.
Demand went through the roof.
Right, everyone's setting up home offices.
Exactly. Drove up those sales for AMD's CPUs.
Right, but then things started to open back up.
People went back
to the office.
Yeah, and that PC market cooled off.
Yeah.
And that slowdown.
Yeah.
That can have an impact on a company like AMD.
Even if other parts of their business are doing well.
Even if they're doing well in other areas like data centers, it shows how important it is for these companies to be diversified.
Don't put all your eggs in one basket.
Exactly.
And this is interesting. The article even mentions crypto mining.
Oh, crypto mining.
As a factor.
Right. I mean, it's not as big of a factor now as it was, you know, back during the crypto craze. But it's still something to consider.
Yeah, because when crypto prices were high.
Oh, they were soaring.
There was a lot of demand.
Surge demand for those powerful GPUs.
Right, which are also used for...
for mining, exactly.
So AMD was benefiting from that.
They were.
But then when crypto crashed...
Oh, and it did crash.
So did that demand...
That just goes to show you, you know, sometimes those seemingly unrelated trends,
yeah,
they can have these ripple effects.
It's all connected.
It is. Everything's connected.
Okay, so we've got those underlying trends,
right,
supply chain issues, demand going up and down.
Yeah.
And then the article throws in another thing, which I've always found a little mysterious, which is this short-term trading and speculation.
Ah, yes, the world of big money and fast moves, right? It can seem a bit like a shadowy world.
It does.
Basically, you've got these big institutional investors, you know, like hedge funds.
Right.
That can make these huge trades.
Yeah.
That can move stock prices sometimes in ways that don't seem to make sense.
So even if AMD's doing well.
Right.
A hedge fund could just decide.
We're selling.
And drive the price down.
Yeah. It's like a giant wave hitting a tiny boat.
Wow.
It's a lot of volatility, even if everything else is calm.
And then there's short selling, which I...
short selling.
Like betting against a company, you know.
Yeah.
Okay.
These short sellers, they borrow shares.
Yeah.
They sell them high, hoping the price will drop. And then they buy them back low to return to the lender, and they pocket the difference.
So if enough investors think AMD's going to go down,
right,
they could start shorting it.
They could. And that puts even more downward pressure on the price.
Like a self-fulfilling prophecy.
It can be, yeah. If enough people bet against a company, it can create this negative feedback loop and drive the price down even further.
So we've got these external forces, the economy, the competition, these big players making waves.
Yeah, it's a lot for a company like AMD to deal with.
It is, But let's bring the focus back to AMD specifically.
Okay.
Our ChatGPT response.
Yeah.
It highlighted a few key challenges that AMD's facing.
It did.
Starting with this intense competition.
Especially from NVIDIA in the AI space.
Right. They seem to be leading the pack.
They do. They've got a strong foothold in that market.
Does that mean AMD is falling behind?
Not necessarily. I mean,
okay.
They are making progress, you know, with their MI300 series GPUs specifically designed for AI and high-performance computing.
Hmm.
But NVIDIA has a head start.
Yeah.
You know, they've got the market share, they've got the software ecosystem that supports their chips.
So even if AMD's chips are really good,
right.
If developers are more familiar with NVIDIA's platform.
That gives NVIDIA a big advantage.
Right.
It's like building this beautiful house in the middle of nowhere, you know.
Yeah.
If there are no roads leading to it.
No one can get there.
Nobody can get there. AMD needs to not only build the great hardware,
right.
But also build that ecosystem.
Oh, yeah.
You know, get those developers and partners on board.
What about Intel? Weren't they like the dominant CPU player for a long time?
They were, and they're making a comeback.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they've been releasing some really competitive processors.
Okay.
And they're going after that market share.
So it's like AMD's fighting a battle.
On two fronts.
On two fronts.
NVIDIA in the AI space, yeah. Intel in the CPU market.
It's a tough spot.
It is a very challenging landscape, and the ChatGPT response also brings up those broader economic challenges we talked about earlier. The higher interest rates,
yeah.
The possibility of a recession,
right.
That sheet away from tech stocks.
It's affecting everyone.
It is. The whole sector's feeling it, and AMD's no exception.
So even if they were doing everything perfectly,
right.
They'd still be facing...
They'd still be facing those headwinds,
yeah.
Like trying to swim upstream against a strong current.
You're fighting against the current.
Exactly. You might be a strong swimmer, but that current is working against you.
And ChatGPT also mentioned
these
supply chain issues.
Oh, those pesky supply chains.
It just seem to keep coming up.
They do. It seems like they're not going away anytime soon.
Yeah.
Those global supply chains are still so fragile.
Yeah.
Any disruption, whether it's a pandemic,
right.
A natural disaster, geopolitical tensions, you name it.
Throws everything off.
It throws everything off. And for companies like AMD that rely on this global network.
Yeah.
It can really impact their bottom line.
Okay, so we've got the competition.
Right.
The macroeconomics.
Yeah.
The supply chain.
It's a lot.
It's a lot to consider.
It is.
Is there anything else that ChatGPT pointed to?
One more thing worth mentioning. It goes back to those earnings reports and the guidance.
Right, those projections.
Exactly. ChatGPT suggests that if AMD has been giving these conservative revenue forecasts, you know, investors might see that as a sign of slowing growth.
Even if the company is actually...
Even if they're doing well right now.
Doing well.
Yeah, investors, they want to see that huge growth.
Right.
They want that hockey stick curve.
Yeah.
And if they don't see it...
They get nervous.
They start to doubt.
It's amazing how sensitive the market is.
It is.
To all these little signals.
It really is. It reacts to everything.
Yeah.
Sometimes even things that don't really reflect what's truly going on with the company.
Right.
The stock market's a complex beast.
It is.
Driven by a mix of rational and irrational factors.
Yeah.
Sometimes those factors collide.
In unexpected ways.
They do. They really do.
Okay, so we've covered so much from the macro picture to the competition to those ongoing supply chain problems.
Right.
And it's clear that AMD is facing...
A lot of challenges.
Yeah, but I'm curious, now that we've done this deep dive, what are your key takeaways?
You know, it really shows how... The stock market isn't always a perfect mirror of how a company's actually doing.
Right.
It's like this big mix of things, you know, how investors are feeling, the broader economic trends, what the competition is doing. It's all intertwined.
I'm thinking back to when we started this deep dive, and honestly, I had this pretty simple view of...
Of how stock prices work.
Yeah, I thought if a company's making good products,
right.
Bringing in money...
Yeah, seems logical.
The stock should go up.
Yeah, it seems that way on the surface.
Yeah.
But as we've seen, there's so much more going on beneath the surface.
Right.
The stock market's always trying to predict the future, you know, and all these different factors, many of them out of a company's control, they can really shape those predictions.
It's
like trying to predict the weather.
Yeah.
You can look at the current conditions, but...
But there are so many variables.
Oh, so many variables that can change everything in an instant.
And in the case of AMD, we've seen how things like those rising interest rates, the possibility of a recession, those can create...
Headwinds.
Yeah, for these growth stocks.
Absolutely. Investors get a bit more cautious.
Yeah.
They start looking for safer places to put their money.
Right.
And that can put pressure on companies like AMD.
And then you add in
the
competition.
Oh, yeah. Can't forget about the competition.
Yeah, NVIDIA, Intel.
AMD's up against some giants in the industry.
Yeah.
It's a constant struggle to stay ahead, you know, keep innovating and hold on to that market share.
It's like a game of chess.
It is. A high-stakes game of chess.
Where everyone's trying to...
Anticipate the next move.
Outmaneuver each other.
Exactly.
And AMD is a good player.
They are. They're skilled.
What?
they're facing some tough opponents.
Yeah, and we can't forget about the supply chain issues.
Those pesky supply chains.
Which just seem to
depend. They just keep hanging around.
Yeah, no matter what.
It doesn't matter how amazing your products are.
Right.
If you can't get the parts to build them.
You can't sell them.
Exactly. It's a problem. And it shows how interconnected everything is. You know, what happens on one side of the world can really affect businesses everywhere.
So given all of this, what do you think about AMD?
As an investment?
Yeah, as an investment.
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it?
It is.
And it's really a question that each investor needs to answer for themselves.
Right.
You know, based on their own risk tolerance, their investment goals.
Their situation.
Exactly.
Yeah.
What we've seen from this deep dive is that AMD's got a lot going for it.
They do.
Strong fundamentals.
Yeah.
But they're operating in a very complex and challenging environment.
So it's not as simple.
It's not just a buy or sell decision.
Yeah.
There's a lot more to consider.
A lot of nuance.
A lot of nuance, exactly.
Yeah.
Investors need to weigh the potential rewards against those risks.
Right.
They need to look at AMD's position in the market, how well they're handling those supply chain problems, what their prospects for growth look like, especially in those key markets like AI and data centers.
So it really comes down to
doing your homework.
Doing your homework.
Absolutely. You got to go beyond just the headlines, you know, dig into those details, understand the company's strategy, look at their financials, understand those broader industry trends.
It's more important than ever.
It is. Information is key.
Yeah. So for our listener who asked this question about AMD.
Right.
Hopefully we've
given them some food for thought.
Yeah, given them a framework for understanding why the stock might be doing what it's doing.
It's not a simple answer.
No, it's not.
But by looking at all these different angles,
yeah,
we can make more informed decisions.
And isn't that what the deep dive is all about?
It is. Taking these complex topics, breaking them down, encouraging our listeners to think critically, explore those different perspectives.
Exactly. So as always, we encourage you to keep exploring, stay curious.
Stay curious.
Keep asking those insightful questions. Thanks for joining us on The Deep Dive.
We'll see you next time. Yeah, it really feels like we peeled back all these layers.
Yeah, like an onion.
An onion. And saw all these things that are impacting AMD's stock.
Yeah.
It just shows you. Right. The stock market, it's not always a perfect picture of
how a company's
actually performing. It's affected by it's like psychology, you know, broader economic trends, what the competition's up to. It's all kind of mixed together.
Yeah. When we started this deep dive.
Yeah.
I had this really simplistic view of
how stocks work,
how stock prices work. I thought,
yeah,
if a company's doing well,
right, making good product,
making money.
Yeah.
Stock goes up.
Seems logical, right?
It does. But there's a lot more.
There's a lot more to it.
Going on.
Yeah, the stock market's always trying to guess what's going to happen next, you know. And all these things we talked about, a lot of them are completely out of a company's control.
Right.
And they can really affect those predictions.
Like,
it's like predicting the weather.
Yeah.
You can look outside and see what's like now. But there are so many things that could change.
Right. So many variables.
Exactly. They can just shift everything in an instant.
And with AMD, we saw how those rising interest rates.
Right.
That possibility of a recession can really create
headwinds for growth stocks, especially investors get more careful.
Yeah, they want to be safe.
They want safety. They look for those safer places to put their money.
Right.
And that puts pressure on those companies like AMD.
Yeah. And then,
you layer on top of that.
The competition.
The competition. Oh, yeah. Can't forget about them. NVIDIA, Intel. These are big players.
Huge.
And AMD is right there in the mix with them.
Battling it out.
They are. It's a constant battle to stay ahead, keep innovating, and hold on to that market share.
It's like they're playing.
It's like a chess match.
A high stakes.
High stakes. Everyone's trying to figure out the next move.
Outsmart each other.
Exactly. And AMD, they're good.
They are.
They're skilled players.
Yeah.
But they're up against some really tough competition.
Yeah.
And those supply chain problems. They just keep coming back, don't they?
Yeah.
No matter how great your products are.
Right.
If you can't get the parts,
you can't build them.
You can't build them. You can't sell them. It's a huge issue.
And it shows how
connected everything is.
Fierce. Yeah, something happens over there.
Right, on the other side of the world.
And it affects businesses.
Everywhere.
All over.
Yeah.
So with all of this, what do you think about AMD as an investment?
Ooh, that's the big question, isn't it?
It is.
And I think each investor needs to
figure that out for themselves.
They do. Think about their own situation.
Yeah, their risk tolerance.
Their risk tolerance, what their goals are.
Right.
You know, what we've seen here in this deep dive is that AMD, they've got a lot going for them.
Yeah, they're a solid company.
They are. Strong fundamentals. But it's a tough world out there.
Yeah, lots of challenges.
Lots of challenges. A lot of things to navigate.
So it's not a simple yes or no.
Not at all. It's not just buy or sell.
Right.
There's a lot more to think about.
There's a lot to consider.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Investors need to weigh those potential rewards against the risks.
Yeah.
look at where AMD stands.
Yeah.
Compared to everyone else, how they're dealing with those supply chain issues.
Right.
And what their chances of growth look like, especially in those key areas.
Right. AI, data centers.
Exactly.
It really is about
doing your homework.
Doing your homework.
It's so important. Go beyond those headlines, you know? Really dig in.
Yeah.
Understand the company. Understand their financials.
Oh, look at the big picture.
Look at the big picture. Those industry trends. It all matters.
Yeah. So for our listener who asked this question,
yeah.
Hopefully this gives them a good starting point.
I hope so.
For understanding.
Yeah, you know, it's not a simple answer.
It's not.
But by looking at all these different angles,
yeah,
we can make smarter decisions.
Right. Exactly. And that's what the deep dive is all about, right?
It is. Taking those complex topics,
breaking them down,
and making them easier to understand, and encouraging our listeners
yeah.
to really think critically.
Yeah, look at different perspectives.
Look at all sides of the story.
Exactly. So keep exploring.
Stay curious.
Stay curious.
Keep asking those great questions.
Yeah, thanks for joining us on the Deep Dive.
We'll see you next time.